The college president smelled something. It wasn't a bad odor, but rather something pleasant. And soon, his nose led his mind to an idea that is still a very important part of this place today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Machinery Pete's having a huge year-end unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for, get yourself a great deal, and buy it before year-end. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. Items are open for bidding now and close December 27th. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
It's a holiday tradition that began with a college president who noticed a pleasant aroma from the campus bakery.
One of our earlier presidents, Doc Good, he smelled the aroma of different fruitcakes and thought, wow, that would be a great seller for the college and a great way to make money for us.
They've been making and selling fruitcakes here at the College of the Ozarks ever since, says Jenna Carey, a student studying music education. She, along with other students, work at campus jobs, such as this bakery, to in turn receive a fully funded college education.
We ship thousands. We ship about 16,000 to 17,000 fruitcakes a year internationally. And so you can order them online. We have an online store where every flavor of jelly can be bought and every fruitcake can be.
And of course, many people just come to the bakery store on campus itself. Jenna says their fruitcakes are a little like wine. You get the best flavor with an aging process.
We age our fruitcakes 6 to 9 months before they're even sold. So that the day they are made, they actually go in our coolers for months and months on end. And then after they're sold, they are good for 2 years in your fridge or 5 years in your freezer because of that aging process. And so through that aging process, all the different flavors intertwine and mingle, and it just makes it a better fruitcake.
So what's the secret to aging these cakes?
We do use natural preservatives. We use papaya in those, and so that's what keeps them for so long. And so we don't use any unnatural or artificial preservatives. And so our fruitcakes are definitely unique in that aspect.
The college bakery is also well known for some other longtime favorites.
We do make around 12 different flavors of jelly, and we do make around 60,000 jars of jelly a year. And half of that is in apple butter.
It's a tasty tradition, not only for the holidays, but year-round. Traveling the countryside at the College of the Ozarks in Point Lookout, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.